Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for this morning, Lord God. We decree and declare blessings upon everyone that's on the line, the prophets that are in the forefront, and those that are listening in the background, Father God. We decree and declare and affirm healing upon all of those that have been afflicted with in their body with sickness, physically, psychologically, and mentally, oh Father God. We decree and declare blessings upon those that have been affected by any catastrophe that the world has put upon them, oh dear God, that we know that you are in control. We decree and declare blessings upon our families, oh dear God, that they will be made whole and complete. We decree and declare that they will be saved, oh Father God, that you will call those that are in darkness, oh dear God, to the marvelous light, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless our children, oh dear God, to keep them on, stay their eyes and their minds stayed on thee, Father God. We decree and declare blessings upon our households, oh dear God, that they will be left in the situation that we have left them in, oh dear God, and they will continue to have a hedge of protection around them, oh dear God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will continue to uplift the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, oh Father God, that they will continue to give us this space, oh Father God, so that we can pray among your face, oh Father God, and come to your throne of grace, oh dear God. They will continue to globalize the prophetic. We decree and declare extra anointing to hold their arms up, oh dear God, when they get tired and need more strength, oh Father God. We decree and declare blessings among the leadership that's guiding our nation, oh Father God, that you will turn their minds, that their eyes will be stayed on thee, Father God. We decree and declare the civil unrest, oh Father God, that's going on in the world, oh God. We decree and declare the fivefold ministry, that they will be true to your word, oh Father God, and continue to speak the good news, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will be good disciples, oh Father God, that continue to spread your word among the land, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will give us a fresh anointing, a peace of mind, oh dear God, that we will see clearly, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless each and every one of us chakras, oh dear God, that we will be in tune with thee, oh Father God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you will continue to allow us to be blessed among you, oh dear God, that we will stand, oh dear God, and not be weary in well-doing, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will be blessed with high spirit, oh dear God, to continue to serve you, Lord God, so that you will be pleased among us, oh dear God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will continue to pour out a blessing, oh Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to be the remnant in the earth, oh dear God, to smell the sweet smelling Savior on the earth, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will continue to give us insight and be observant around everything that's around us, oh dear God. And darling, let us open up the line so that we can pray in our heavenly language. Amen.
Le de la Thank you. Prophet Michael.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for this time of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets, the prophetess, Lord God, coming together and praying on behalf of the people. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop, Lord God, Prophetess Deborah Joel. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping him in good health and strength. We thank you for giving knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and leading them in the way that you would want them to go. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the prophets, the prophetesses, Lord God, the fledglings, Lord God. We thank you for giving them knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Lord God, the spirit of obedience, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, divine order, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the miracles that you're about to happen, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, we're blessed to be a blessing, Lord God, Heavenly Father, even when we feel weary at times, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for touching those, Lord God, that may be sick in body, Lord God, the prophetess, Mother Mary Jordan, and the rest that may be sick, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, you touch them in their mind, their spirit, and also their physical body, according to your riches and glory, and Father. We thank you, Lord God, for them touching those, Lord God, that need to be even healed, Lord God, in their minds, Lord God, even through times where it may be stressful, Lord God. Help them to see things different. Help them to see a different perspective, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing my family, Lord God, my mother, Lord God, my dad, Lord God, giving them good health and strength, blessing them for their even as they're growing older, Lord God, and my sisters, my brothers, Lord God, nieces, nephews, Lord God, divine protection, Lord God, bless them in schoolwork, and Lord God, lead them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for touching those, Lord God, families, even, Lord God, of the prophets and the prophets, Lord God, their children, Lord God, and motivate them, inspire them, Lord God, around the things of God. Heavenly Father, help them, Lord God, to overcome their obstacles, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for prophetology also getting ready to come, Lord God. We thank you for the working of miracles. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, to just blessing those, Lord God. Even the Jordans, Lord God, the Jordan family, Lord God, Prophet Manasseh Jordan, bless him, Lord God, strengthen him, Lord God, protect him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in Prophet Joshua Jordan, Lord God, Bethany, Lord God, Naomi, Lord, bless them, Lord God, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in this time and in this season. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God, I give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, God, for this opportunity to come before you in prayer, lifting up our voices to you in the morning, God, this morning. Thank you, God, for this new day. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness, for your provisions, God. And God, I ask you to bless each and every person listening in on the line, God. Bless them, strengthen them, God, those who might have physical issues, health issues, God. I ask you to bless them and heal them. You said, by your stripes we are healed, God. I thank you for the healing of my own body. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision to globalize the prophetic
and to allow us this platform to pray, God. Thank you for each and every prophet, prophetess on the line. God, bless them in a mighty way. Bless their families. Bless their homes. Bless their the work of their hands. Bless their jobs, God. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them in their income. Bless their finances, God. God, give them debt cancellation. Oh, God, thank you, God, for your mercy. And, God, I ask you to look upon the children, children, Lord. So many things going on in the schools, God, but you are the God, the creator of all things, God. I ask you to look upon children, God. Help teachers to be more sensitive to these children in school, God. I ask you to expose racism and bring an end to it, God. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. God, I ask you to look upon our government, leaders in government, God. Give them the mind to serve you and not their own self-interest, God. And just help them to make the right decisions for poor people, for all people, God. Look upon those in the islands, in the Caribbean, whose homes are still in devastation, God. Puerto Rico, who may not have enough food, God. Look upon the elderly there. Look upon the children there. God, bless them, strengthen them, keep them, encourage them, God, and let them know that prayers are going up for them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you for your provisions. And, God, thank you for your safety and for peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it rule our hearts and our minds, God. Thank you, God, for your prophetesses and your prophets, God. And look upon those whose names are on the sick list. I may not know who they are, God, but I ask you to bless them and heal them. Thank you for the recovery of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Bostic, Prophet Aisha Cooper, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, and anyone else whose name is on the sick list, God. I ask you to heal them, strengthen them, touch them, God. And we thank you for your mercy. It endures forever. Thank you for my family. I ask you to save each and every one of them, God, and bless them and secure them in your love. Thank you, Father, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for your healing in the Caribbean countries and the southern states, Las Vegas, California, Puerto Rico. I thank you for total healing and complete healing for Minister Bostic and Prophetess Aisha Cooper and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and even my body, Lord. I thank you and bless the sick and the shut-in. Thank you for all the mothers and continue strengthening them. I thank you for all the prophets and prophetess on the line, all the partners that's on the line, and all the new people that's come on the line to hear the prophets pray to you. I thank you for Archbishop and Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic. I thank you for new beginnings and new contracts. I thank you for all the leaders, the bishops and teachers and evangelists and apostles. Give them strength, Lord, to teach your people the way in which they should go. I thank you for all that you do, understanding and clarity for us as well as people worldwide. I thank you for protecting the children and their comings and goings. And I thank you for all things in Jesus Christ's name and love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your nature. More of you and less of us, God. Teach us to walk in your statutes and your principles, God, that we may teach others not to sin against you. We thank you, Father, for being the great I am. We thank you for being Jehovah God. We thank you for being God, the provider. We thank you, Father God, for being God, thy righteousness, Jehovah Teniskanu. God, we praise you this evening, God. And we ask, Father God, that you would intervene on the affairs of your people. Father God, you said you would perfect those things that concern us, God. Lord, our families concern us, our finances concern us. And Father God, even the things around us concern us, those that are associated with us. We ask, Father God, that you would breathe life on every situation, Father God. Transform the situations, God. You said that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. God, we praise you tonight, and we confess our love for you. We confess, Father God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, God. As we come before you, God, and humble our hearts before you, Father God, we come, God, with thanksgiving. We come with praise, God. We come knowing who you are and accepting who you are, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you first loved us, God, and you've given us the right to life, God. Now we pray for those that are on the phone line, God, listening. We pray for every person on the line, God. We pray, Father God, that you would make the crooked places straight, God. We pray, Father God, for families, God. We pray, Father God, that you would nurture our children in the ways of God. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is older, he shall not depart. God, we pray for those that are not saved, God, and those that are backslidden, God. We pray, Father God, that there will be a renewal. There will be, Father God, a wooing of the Holy Spirit to bring them, Father God, into the house of mercy, into the house of God. We thank you, Father God, that your grace is sufficient this evening, God. We thank you that you're more than enough, God. And, Father, we give you the praise, God. We give you the glory, God. Father God, we just come before you, Father God, knowing, God, that you are all in all, God, and beside you there is no other. We come before you tonight, God. We pray for this nation, God. We pray, Father God, that you, Father God, will interfere in the political, interfere, and Father God, confound, Father God, the wicked plans, the plans of the wicked, Father God, in the political arenas, God, in those that, Father God, may be serving injustice. For, Father God, you came to set the captive free and to deliver them that are bound, God. We thank you for new mercies, God. We pray for those, God, that you would comfort those that mourn, God, and that you would comfort those who mourn in Zion, and, God, that you would give them beauty for ashes. We pray, Father God, that you would intervene on the affairs, Father God, and even in our personal lives, God. We pray, Father God, for financial increase, God. We pray, Father God, for renewed and restored faith, God. We pray, Father God, for new relationships, God, right relationships, Father God. We pray, Father God, for a new spiritual awareness and discernment, God. Father God, teach us to pray without ceasing, God. Teach us to come before you, Father God, and open our eyes of understanding, God. We pray, Father God, for the manifold wisdom of God. We pray, Father God, that we will execute your word and love, God, and that we will become more and more like you, God. Father, we give you the praise, God, and we thank you for the new mercies, God. We thank you for your grace, God, and we thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Father God, that all things are possible to them that believe in you, God, and we believe, God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, God, and besides you there is no other. Therefore, we call you the great I Am, and beside you, Father God, we thank you. There is no other, and we thank you, God, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Father God, I thank you for saving me from my enemies. I thank you for saving us from our enemies, Father God. I thank you for we trust in you, Father God. We can't turn to the left, right, or anywhere else, Father God, but you, and we trust you in this hour. We thank you for the miracles, Father God, that we've seen so far and the miracles that are manifesting even in this hour, Father God, and on the way. We thank you for forgiveness, Father God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Father God. Thank you for business dealings, Father God, and thank you for favor with conferences, Father God, and bosses and coworkers, and just us getting along, Father God, our love that you give us that we can share with them, Father God. Thank you for our favor in homes and even buying homes, for Father God. Thank you for protection of homes. Thank you for all of our children, Father God, and covering and protecting them, Father God. Thank you for healing my stepfather, Father, in your name. Thank you for covering my friends, Father God, and my friend who just survived all these stabbing, multiple stabbing from Father God. You saved him and you kept him, Father God. We decree and we declare in this hour more healing in our community, Father God, for the body as well as the mind. We thank you and decree boldness and just a renewed strength in our lives, Father God. We cancel out any evil that should try to come against us, Father God, for you shall condemn them, Father God. We thank you for our angels assigned to us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you for even those right now, Lord, of my community of music that are mourning the loss of a great man, Father God. Thank you for even the family. Thank you for everybody coming together, Father God. Everyone assembled on this line, Father God. We decree and we declare financial breakthroughs for them, Father God. Those incarcerated, Father God, renewing them, restoring them, resuscitating them, Father God. Protection. Thank you for the ministries, the ministers, the teachers, and prophets that are moving in your will and your way, your word, Father God. We thank you for the lessons, and we even thank you for us being tried by the Spirit. For we are coming out as pure gold, for we have you moving in us, breathing through us, Father God. We give your name the blessings of just love, Father God. And thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Jordan. Thank you, Father God, for this hour of fellowship with my brothers and sisters on the line. I thank you for bringing me home, Father God. I love you, and I give your name the praise. Amen.
Amen. Blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy to be at my other poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. Blessed, inwardly peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who actively seek right standing with God, for they will be completely satisfied. Blessed, content, sheltered by God's promises are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Father God, I want to thank and praise your name for my own healing, Father God. I want to thank you for the complete healing of Deborah Patterson, oh dear God, for bringing her out of a coma, oh dear God, that she is now speaking and eating and sitting up, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for Lynn Hamilton, oh dear God, on her surgery that's scheduled for today, Lord God, from the complication of being cancer-free, Father God. But Lord God, we just ask for special anointing upon the hands of the doctors and the nurses that's all involved in the surgery, Father God. We claim healing for her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for the prayers that have gone up before me, oh Father God. We decree and reaffirm all the blessings, oh dear God, and the petitions that we have set before thee, oh Father God. We thank and we praise your name, Lord God, that you will continue to allow our enemies to be our footstool, oh Father God. We thank you for being our Lord and our shepherd so that we shall not want, oh dear God. We decree and declare debt cancellation in this hour, oh Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you will continue to lift us up in a special way. We declare and declare that you will keep our minds stayed on thee so that we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. We decree and declare that we will get so engulfed in your word that it become part of our DNA, Father God. We thank you and we praise your holy and righteous name for just being our omniscient one, oh Father God, for being majestic, for being just our resourceful one, oh Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just being the head of our lives, oh dear God, and not making us the tail, oh dear God, that we are the head, Lord God. We want to thank you for allowing us to walk in our amnesty, oh dear God, so that we can be like more like you, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for just going into the hospital and touching even every soul in the hospital, going into our homes and the marriages, oh Father God, keeping their hands together that they would be binded together, let no man put asunder, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for our children to be obedient in this hour, Lord God. They will continue to follow your will and your word, oh dear God. We bless all the company of prophets, oh dear God, and most importantly, we bless our spiritual parents, the Bishop Ebenard Jordan, oh Father God, and Pastor Deborah, dear God, that they will continue to globalize their prophetic and continue to have this platform for us to come before your throne of grace. Lord God, we love you. We magnify you. We rejoice in your will, oh Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you give us a peaceful sleep, oh dear God, that we would dream nothing but on you, oh dear God, and love on you as you have loved on us, Father God. We want to thank you for just keeping us in your will. These many blessings we ask and claim in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, God. We thank and praise your holy name, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, God. And without you, we are nothing, God. God, we thank you, God, for new opportunities, Lord. We thank you, God, for reshaping us, oh God. We thank you, God, for enlightening and strengthening us, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for the right conversations, Lord. We thank you, God, for rewards, God. We thank you, God, for knowing who we are, God. We thank you, God, for networking and connections, Lord. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes. We thank you, God, for blessing our hands, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity that you give us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationships, oh God. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh Lord. And we thank you, God, for protecting us, our children, our loved ones, oh God, and all around us, oh Lord. And we thank you, God, for healing your people, all your people who are in need of healing. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, for blessing our leaders, God, the leaders, our leaders and the leaders of all your churches, God. Thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and the lives of your people, oh God. And thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God, and protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh God. And thank you, Lord, oh God, because whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, oh God, in your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this midnight cry, Father. We thank you for allowing us to come to you once again, Father, lifting you up, giving you the praise, giving you the honor with thanksgiving, dear Lord. Lord, look upon every prophet, pastor, partners that's on the line, Father, for prayer tonight, dear Lord. Touch them all in a mighty way, Father God. Look upon Aisha Cooper. Look upon Dawson. Dear Lord, look upon Bastard, dear Lord. We lift them up, dear Lord. We thank you for healing in advance, dear Lord. We thank you that you continue to give them strength in their body, dear Lord, strength in their mind, dear Lord. We decree healing over them, Father God, and we thank you, Lord. And we thank you for the new beginnings and new relationships that's coming out, Father God. We thank you for new money that's coming out, dear Lord. We thank you for breakthroughs, we have solutions with our breakthroughs, dear Lord, that we could come out of it with greatness, dear Lord. And Lord, we ask you to look upon our children, dear Lord, look upon the school system, dear Lord, that our children will be fine, Father God, that they will pass this school year term, dear Lord. We ask you to look upon our families, dear Lord, touch them in a mighty way, touch those that's not saved, Father God. Touch them for salvation, dear Lord, and we thank you in advance, dear Lord. And Father God, we ask you to look upon the world, dear Lord, look upon all the things that's going on in the world, dear Lord. We lift the president up of the United States, dear Lord, that he will make the right conscious decision, dear Lord, for our country, dear Lord. Look upon Puerto Rico, dear Lord, look upon Las Vegas, dear Lord. Send the food, dear Lord. Send the right people out there to assist the people, dear Lord. Even those that's coming to the United States, dear Lord, for safety, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you in advance, Father God. We ask you to look upon our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for their vision, dear Lord. We thank you for their love for us, dear Lord. They give so much to us, dear Lord. Give them their heart's desire, Father God. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. Look upon the family, dear Lord. Look upon the grandchildren, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. And we give you the praise and we give you your honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for all of our lives here on the line, even now. Thank you for covering us and protecting us, Father God. Lead us and guide us in the way that we should go, Father God. Father, we thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, lift up those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Order our steps. Father, allow divine healing to touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. Give us the new strength, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to be more than counselors even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for abundance. We thank you for increase. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for divine peace in our homes and our spirits and our lives. Even now, in your mighty name we pray, Father God, allow right relationships to come our way. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Prophetess Darlene. Amen. Well, people of God, I want to thank you for joining us on the Midnight Cry on this morning. And I want to encourage those of you on the line to join us for our 9 a.m. conference call with the Master Prophet at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard right here on this very line. And we will be here with the Master Prophet and the Company of Prophets and Prophet Joshua Jordan, 9 a.m. Eastern. Then we have our 12 noon Pop Life radio show. And then, of course, we have our 8 p.m. conference call with Prophet for Jordan. I want to encourage those of you available and free to come on in and join us for the call at 8 p.m. And then we'll be back here at 11:50 p.m. to gather for our midnight cry here. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend to join us. Give 30 minutes, the top of the day, a new day for our midnight cry. Prophetess Darlene, are you there? Amen. Well, I want to encourage those of you on the line to go ahead, open up your emails. We are in the season of the Law of Abundance. Check your email. Indeed, Master Prophet is writing each and every one of us. God bless you, one and all. Thank you all for joining us and being here. Thank you, Company of Prophets, for being so diligent. Thank you, people of God, for joining us here on the conference call on this Midnight Cry. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. God bless you one and all. Love you all for life. Peace and blessings.
God bless you. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.
This is Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, your most trusted name in prophecy. I just got through running outside. It's 46 degrees out, but it felt like 80 by the time I got through running. Isn't that great?
Yes, and yes, I can imagine. Oh, my God, because I saw you on here, and I say, is that the Master Prophet? And I know you were probably doing something. Oh, my goodness, that's great.
Yes, I was outside running, so they get the line up for me, and I was trying to beat myself back, and so I got a 30-minute high-intensity workout done.
Wow.
And it just felt brilliant. I mean, you know, it just feels great working out because, you know, you can end up having success at the expense of your health. Have you ever thought about that?
Absolutely, Master Prophet, because, you know, my thing, mine is walking 4 miles, and actually I have upgraded to 5 miles, and I tell you, it has been a journey, but it's just like second nature. It's like down the street, across the street now.
So I got up early this morning, and I had 2 ounces of wheatgrass, and I got my wheatgrass in, And then right after I got my wheatgrass in, I took 30 tablets of chlorella pills, and, you know, and that's like chlorophyll. And I said, well, let me get, and so this week I work out 6 days this week.
Wow, that's awesome. That's the fact that, do you put hemp hearts in your supplements?
Do I put what?
The hemp hearts in your supplements, just the little sprinkles that you sprinkle into your supplement.
I don't know. The naturopathic doctor, I would have to ask him, because he has me on, I have my snacks, instead of having potato chips and popcorn, he puts together a bag with a lot of different nuts in it, a variety of nuts, no peanuts, you know, because you got to really stay away from peanuts. And he puts pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, this is what I could tell, almonds, and then he has a bunch of little stuff sprinkled on top of it,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, for health and well-being. And so I don't know what all is in here, macadamia nuts, raisin, maybe put little chips of dates in it, and so that you get a healthy amount of sugar in your body to give you energy. But it keeps us going, and then he has us sprinkling something over our food when we eat. We don't know what it is. It's just seasoning. It says that you just need to have this over every one of your meals. So I'm sure we have gotten some of that because we are supposed to have hemp. And we can also do hemp milk as well that we can do as part of our shakes and nutritional well-being. But I tell you, in the last 2 months, is it 2 months or 3 months? It might be going on close to 3 months now. In the last 3 months, I'll give it 3 months. In the last 3 months, I was 238, and I'm now down to 208.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, the naturopathic doctor wants me to lose 20 more pounds, let go of 20 more pounds. So
wow. Awesome.
I'm going to have 20 more pounds off in 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm going to say by, let's see, right during probably the week after Christmas, the first week of December, the Master Prophet should be somewhere around 190.
Wow, that is great, Master Prophet. That is, oh my goodness, that is so great to see that and hear that. And also, Master Prophet, when you're down to that size and actually you have so much energy, you know, you feel so much better. You know, you feel so, like, clear. I know I do. Since I've upgraded my supplements and stuff, now I'm able to have a health conversation about my well-being. Isn't that something? Something had to happen, Master Prophet. My sister, you know, she had got diagnosed or whatever they said. And so it allowed me to upgrade my health regimen. I'm buying stuff for her, Master Prophet. Here I am. You know, it always does that. It did that with my mother, and now 9 years ago, and then I got to know about Whole Food and all of the, you know, health products and different things. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go on this journey. And now here she is again, so that lets me know that I got to upgrade more.
Wow.
And I thank her for that, even though she's not in tune with it right now, but I thank her for that, for, you know, upgrading me. Me to be upgraded.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, that's what it takes. It's, you know, a lot of people avoid that health conversation. And health is a result of the activities of life. And so you'll be surprised, a lot of people seek to avoid that health conversation, and it ends up hurting them in the long run. So,
yes.
Amen. Well, let's find out who are the prophets that are on the line, and I want to open up the line. Prophet Joshua, are you there?
Yes, and yes, Master Prophet, I am here. Good morning.
My goodness, y'all did such a stellar call last night.
Oh, yes, Master Prophet.
How many people did y'all end up having prophetic conversations with? Y'all probably sucked the wind out of it, sucked the wind out of everything.
Yes, and yes, Master Prophet. I believe we had spoken with 10 people last night, Master Prophet, that had their prophetic conversation live on the call.
10 people, that's record-breaking.
Yes, it is, Master Prophet.
Oh, my God, you sucked all the wind out of it. I think this might be Prophet's Tamlin. Is this the lowest Saturday morning that we had numbers of people on the line?
Yes, it is. I was just looking at that number. We have 61. I guess they're coming in. Well, we hope. Well, they are dialing in.
They sucked the wind out of it last night. I tell you, they went almost up until they. They went almost up against the prayer call last night.
Oh my goodness! So then it was a lot of people. It was quite a bit of people on the prayer call then.
I don't know. Do anybody know how many people was on the prayer call last night?
it'd be a great deal. I wasn't on there last night, but it do be a great deal of people. So that must have escalated the people who were all with him, with Prophet Joshua. Oh my goodness! They probably joined in on the prayer call.
I'm gonna check to see if they put the numbers here on the prayer call. Okay, I don't see the numbers on the prayer call, but they went up against that, and those people were hanging out last night, wasn't it, Prophet Joshua? They were getting in
their
prophetic conversation.
They were getting their prophetic conversations, and last prophet, they were also getting in their 80-18. We also had individuals that stepped out and unseated you last night, Master Prophet.
Ooh,
it was a prophetic experience, Master Prophet, and the people of God have an opportunity to get their $250 seat in the ground so that they can be a part of the prophetic conversation this morning, Master Prophet.
All right, and what we're going to do, we're going to allow for 5 prophetic conversations this morning, so you want to get in before the masses of people run in here. We already got one person. We'll go ahead and do hers now. So let's find out who the prophets are that are on the line this morning.
All right. So, Master Prophet, would you like for me to open up the Q&A as well?
Well, let's find out who the prophets are that are on the line this morning.
All right. So please announce yourself. We have Prophetess Terry Stinson have joined us.
God bless you, Master Prophet.
Good early morning to you. I know it's 6:25 a.m. in the morning on Saturday where you're at. Good, great early morning to you.
Good morning, yes and yes. And I do have my book to read if needed.
Thank you.
And we also have Prophet Michael Ellis has joined us. He will be leaving at 10 a.m.
Good morning, Prophet Michael Ellis.
Hey, good morning, Master Prophet. Yesterday was tremendous. I have to run to meet.
You mean last night call?
Yeah, I was up with Prophet Joshua and out to near 12 o'clock.
I tell you, y'all was sucking the wind out of it. I tell you, y'all worked last night. Y'all was some working prophets. I was in the background listening. I said, they're working today.
Yeah. I'm going to miss it. I got to go to a meeting today at 10 o'clock. I'm going to miss it. I really wanted to be on the conference call this morning. And
well,
I just want to say something, Master Prophet. You're doing something definitely different to me with the prophetic. It's opened me up to a whole different world. So it's really doing something. And I'm looking forward to get back to doing it.
All right. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure Prophet Joshua is glad to hear that as well. Amen.
All right, the next prophet we have is Prophetess Maisha Harris have joined us.
Hi, good morning, Master Prophet, and how are you?
I am doing blessed, and how are you doing?
I am great and great, and I wanted to say good morning to Prophet Joshua and Master Prophet. Prophet Joshua is so amazing in this prophetic conversation. You know, I've served with him on the calls, and I just want to say how amazing, you know, the teaching, the wisdom, and everything that is coming forth to the prophets as well as the partners. So I just wanted to just share that, Master Prophet.
Amen. We're glad. Yes, he is. He's doing a great job with the prophetic conversation and just teaching, and it's just great seeing that and hearing that in the experience of the people.
And also, Master Prophet, she is also Prophet Maisha Harris is one of your readers as well.
Okay, great.
All right, next prophet we have is Prophetess Nicole Young. She has joined us.
God bless you, Your Eminence, and how are you this morning?
Well, thank you for being on early this morning. I think I heard your voice early in the morning on the call. You must have dialed in at 9:01.
Yes, Your Eminence, I'm at work, so I'm in my hole. I said, let me get in on the call since nobody is coming through these doors.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on. God bless you.
God bless.
And also, Prophetess Alva Brown has joined us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Prophetess Alva Brown. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. Glad to have you on the call this morning.
I like your message last night.
On the teaching on Deuteronomy 8:18?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right. Well, that was some teaching. Prophet Joshua, was that some teaching last night?
Oh, my God, Master Prophet. I'm still recovering from that teaching. Jesus, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, Master Prophet.
That's right. That's right. And that's why everyone needs to get the 8:18 seed in, lest you forget. And the moment you forget the Lord thy God, you start to go serving other gods.
Wow.
See, God never said there was no other gods.
Mm-hmm.
He just told you, make sure you don't put them just before him. All right. Thank you, Prophet Alba.
All right, Master Prophet, that is it with that. So we're going to see who else have joined us. Please announce yourself.
Good morning, Prophet.
I don't think I got the name clear.
One is Prophetess Marcia.
Oh, bless you, Prophetess Marcia. God, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Your Grace. Good morning, all.
Amen.
Good morning, Master Prophet.
Good morning.